Two. One, two.
There was a jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plains. He came up to a farmer's house lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says he is a handsome man, we'll surely let him in. We'll go no more a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. He would not lie down in the barn, likewise not by the buyer, but he would in the kitchen lay down by the kitchen fire. And then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and there upon the kitchen floor the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she came down to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar man naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms and to the bed he ran. She said, kind sir, be easy now, you waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am no lord, I am no squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars we are robbers all, so you are now undone. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving.